11:31 a.m. Day one, track 24, here on the Overnightscape Underground. Hey, yes, look at this. In just a little under a half hour, we will be at the halfway mark for day one of the Overnightscape Underground. Very exciting, very cool. Wow, look around here. The Overnightscape studio is a mess. There's stuff piled up everywhere. What am I going to do? I don't know. You know, I don't think this mess is really that bad if I actually just address it and start cleaning it up and throwing things away and stuff. But I'm too busy working on the Overnightscape Underground today. Also today, I got to record this episode 666 of the Overnightscape. A lot of evil topics will be on that one as well. Give you an idea of where, you know, where the Overnightscape and the Overnightscape Underground sort of sync up. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, I have this pain in my mouth. It's like really pissing me off. It's like, you know your tongue? It's on like the left side of my tongue, like towards the back of it. It's like, and it hits the teeth. It like hurts. What the hell happened? Ow. It hurts. I don't know. How did I injure my tongue? I really don't know. So I hope you enjoyed the whole museum garden bit. That was a lot of fun. And as you can see, it was liberating to be on the Overnightscape Underground as opposed to the Overnightscape. So, very interesting. Very interesting how little things like context and expectations can change things. What am I saying? So, coming up next on the Overnightscape Underground is going to be some music. And I have come up with a little playlist. We're going to go on a little musical exploration, a little musical journey. I have six songs from that website, myvirtualband.com. And I was just listening to all of the featured songs. I mentioned about this earlier in the underground here. There's this website, myvirtualband.com, where these very talented musicians all came together and collaborated to create these songs and release them under the attribution license, which is basically anyone can do anything they want with the music as long as they give credit where credit is due. And they had, 113 official releases and innumerable unofficial releases. So I was just going through the official list, and I have everything, by the way. And I found there's so many great songs in there that really deserve to be heard. And the creators release them under this license, so it's very easy for me to play them for you. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, the website was, I believe, unnecessarily shut down. And this new website, netmusicmakers.com, is I've tried going on there. I can't find anything on there. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on that site. But I really think that what made myvirtualband.com so wonderful and the music so great are, it seems like there was a core group of people that really worked on all this stuff. It's like a handful of people, maybe a half dozen people that were involved in all these releases. And it was just an amazing little thing. And all the songs I'm going to play for you now were released in 2005 as featured songs on myvirtualband.com. I'm going to play you the songs and then talk about them afterwards. So you can just go on a musical journey. It's 18 minutes, 24 seconds long. So it's six songs. And I chose them, you know, and sequenced them myself. I thought a good little sampling of songs from my virtual band. So I'm going to go on a little musical journey here. And then afterwards, I will, you know, give you the names of the songs and the creators and stuff. If you have this the underground in the file based one, you'll see the titles of the songs, and in the lyrics tab and stuff, you'll see information about all the people that worked on them. If you're listening on the single file, which is an interesting, I'm still planning on doing it that way, where you can just load the 24-hour file onto your iPod or whatever, your Zune or whatever. Can Zunes do 24-hour files? I don't know. Probably. I think it's cool, the idea that you're sort of like surfing around, fast-forwarding, rewinding, and just finding stuff. That's really cool. But then, yeah, so after this, I will give you the breakdown on the songs. Six songs. So here we go. Coming up on the Overnightscape Underground right now, a little musical journey. Here it is.